sequels might be box office gold, but what about in presidential elections? Well, we might find out if 2024 winds up being a Trump-Biden rematch. NPR's Jimena Bustillo is in Arizona, where she's been asking Democrats how they feel about a 2020 do-over.
There are just a few more finals standing between students at Arizona State University and their summer break. But what's even less exciting than finals? The thought of a Biden-Trump rematch.
I hate that. I don't think we need to be doing this again.
That's Jada Hagen, a graduating senior at Arizona State's nursing program. After watching Biden the last few years, she feels lied to about certain issues she feels strongly about, like environmental protections.
I just feel like there's a lot of talk and not a lot of follow-through with what he's saying.
Ricardo Serna with the Maricopa Young Democrats says that young voters are going to hold Biden's feet to the fire on promises related to climate, abortion, and labor.
We are all about like receipts, right? And having like proof of where you stood on these issues.
A recent NPR poll shows both Democrats and Republicans are not excited about their current frontrunners.
I don't blame them. I would blame more the parties for not having candidates that excite people.
But while the students are not quite ready to think about 2024, older Democrats in Maricopa County are already in campaign mode.
How many of you are so proud to be a Democrat?
Come on! Woo!
At a Maricopa Democrats meeting just outside Phoenix, State Representative Jennifer Pollock had a big announcement.
After much deliberation with my family and close friends, I have decided not to seek another term as your legislator.
The local leader has held her swing district since 2018, and she wants to give the next Democrat the best chance to win.
I thought it was important to step back so that other candidates can get in the race and have the time to make connections with the voters so that they can win in the fall of next year.
Brandi Reese attended that Maricopa Dems meeting too. She understands that younger voters are disillusioned about a Biden-Trump rematch, but she feels differently.
I am excited about that matchup, actually, because I think that we will see the exact same result.
And her message to young Arizonans? If you don't like the choices, get involved. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, Phoenix.